From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
2:22, I'm Tim Riley. You can win a $45,000 Mastercraft X5 wakeboarding boat at Hat Trick Thursday with your Winterhawks. Be at the Rose Garden tomorrow night. For $2 hot dogs, sodas, and more, tickets at Ticketmaster or WinterHawks.com. So, let's update you on the storm. PDX closed its runways before 2 o'clock, cracking ice and freezing rain on top of the ice pack made them too dangerous for the planes to either take off or land. And PG&E has now 58,000 customers without power. Most of those outages concentrated in the Salem-Kaiser area, southwest Portland and Oregon City. 12,850 Pacific Power customers without electricity and 2,000 in Clark County. Most of the Clark County outages are in Woodland, where 300 households still without electricity. So that's that. Now, they were hoping it was going to warm up this afternoon, but it's still at 30 degrees. And the worst part is, it looks like we're going to be belted with freezing rain again tonight after 10 o'clock, which will make tomorrow similar to the drive-in today, or the bus ride-in today. So, things just aren't getting better. What can you do, though? Scarlett Johansson better get used to the spotlight because the actress is nominated for 2 Golden Globes for her work in Lost in Translation and Girl with a Pearl Earring. Scarlett reflects on last year with 2 critically acclaimed movies under her belt.
Oh, gosh, it's been a whirlwind, you know. I've been pulled in a lot of directions, but it's really exciting, you know. I'm really happy, and I feel like it's really nice to be recognized for the work you put into something, and I feel really fulfilled.
Scarlett, tell us about the downside of being recognized by the Oscars and also by your positive attitude.
Unfortunately, it enables you to be, you know, what the studios call bankable, which means that you can now carry an entire film with a huge budget, or you can, you know, the people will go to see a movie because you're in it, which is so not true, but that's the way it works in a business aspect of it. And, you know, I think that the actual night would be amazing, and that it would enable me to really have to get more great movies made.
All right, we'll do that. So, Portland Metro forecast, we're hoping it warms up, but it looks like we're going to get more freezing rain tonight sometime after 10 o'clock. So it's going to be a miserable trek into work tomorrow if you are going to work. This tour report brought to you by J&M Body Shops. Have you found yourself in an accident over the past few days? Why don't you take that vehicle to J&M Body Shops? Quality repair and 5 actual store locations to serve you. J&M, the reputation, the quality, the real deal. Tim Riley, KOT.
Oh, wait, we got Malcolm who tipped us off to this. Channel 6 is taking it to the next level. They've added a little square in the corner of the screen, and there's a woman doing sign language interpretation of all the news. Yeah. Because, of course, deaf people...
captions aren't enough.
And because deaf people can't recognize snow when they see it. Deaf people have no idea. Deaf people aren't human. They don't know what our Earth's snow is.
They might just hire a mime. Come on. Do the box thing.
They do
I'm stuck in my box.
Just do that walking against the wind thing.
Walking against the wind, you know. Throwing snowballs and rolling them into snow people.
Yeah. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. All right. We got this, Rick. You might not get to visit your doctor, get oxygen, or any needed medicines, but we'll sell you some hardwood flooring over here at our store in Front Avenue. So far, though, we've had 0 customers. And by the way, you know how you say it'll eat your bones? There is an industrial acid that my previous company used to sell that only eats calcium. You can spill it on your hand and it won't eat the skin, but goes directly to the bones inside. And, sweet. And pretty soon you'll just have a mass of skin that used to be your hand.
That's the coolest thing ever.
That is the coolest thing ever. Can you bring us some of that, John?
Yeah.
He works at Emerson Hardwood. There you go, baby. All right. Let's see. We're going to get Doug and David here in a moment. Tim is a full-time listener on a cell phone. Tim, what's up, brother man?
Hey, I'm just out here driving around having all kinds of fun.
Excellent. Well, what do you got? Lay it on me.
Well, I tell you, I really enjoy your show out there. You guys are a lot of fun. I sure missed you over the holidays. course, everybody was in reruns.
Yeah, well, but, you know, we had some. It's the first vacation we've taken in a long time, so now we're good. We're set for like the next 5 years.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Yeah. Stay on for a while.
Yeah.
But you know, you and I must be the only shows I listen to on this station. But that's just my sense of humor talking.
Yeah, excellent. So what are you? So what are you out doing today?
I've been out delivering fish all day, actually. To places very much like your friend from McCormick's.
All right. And so you are, and so you pick up the fish where?
I pick it up at a warehouse in Clackamas.
All right. And then you take the fish to restaurants and whatnot?
Restaurants, grocery stores, wherever it needs to
go. All right. Excellent. So see, it's not stopping you. You're out there. You're making it happen. Bringing home
a
little...
Yeah, but, I spent 26 years behind the Zion Curtain, as you and Clyde might well understand.
The state of Utah.
The weather's a little different there.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, again, I'm not... You know, I'm not trying to say that, you know, the road isn't slippery. I mean, Sarah saw me fall ass over tea kettle onto the ice last night. I mean, it's I'm not trying to say that. But, you know, it just comes a time when you just got to buckle down. You've got to acknowledge that the snow and the ice are going to be there for a couple of days. And you got to, move on. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
All right, there you go. That's Tim on his cell phone.
Have the Lewis and Clark spirit. If they would have looked at Portland and there was snow on the ground and they turned away, we wouldn't be here.
Let's get David. You're in Portland. You're a full-time listener in Hot Talk to Nettie KFTK. What's up?
F. Matt with a 6-inch icicle.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Excellent. Well done.
Hey, my brother did a recce last night working at the post office. He went to warm up his car and locked the door in.
Don't.
Locked the keys.
Oh. Yeah, and I've been having to fight off the urge to, you know, because I lock my doors out of habit, and I've been having to make sure not to do that because I just know that it's going to get, my ass is going to get frozen outside again.
Yes, and he lives in Scappoose, took his best friend to bring me the keys,
oh.
And then I had to ferry him to him in Tualatin.
Oh, boy, it was a fun night to be you.
Yeah, it was fun, but made it home safe and made it to work this morning, but the rest of the Nancy boys said, we're going home.
Where do you work at?
TCI in Portland.
TCI, see, so you're made of sterner, stronger stuff than the rest of them.
Oh, I got to take my girlfriend to work, then I go to work.
Yeah, see? It's a guy. You're doing double duty there.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Stay strong, brother.
Hoo-yah.
All right, that's David in Portland. Let's get Doug. You're on Hot Talk to Nettie KFTK. What's up?
I'm a chronic listener, but I have to disagree with you on this one. I don't think these people should be out here playing around, walking around, going for strolls and stuff like that.
Well, you shouldn't be just going for a walk along the boardwalk. But I'm saying, you know, you got a job, you got somebody wanted, you know, someplace you got to be. That's something stopping you from being there. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, it didn't stop me. I'm downtown delivering.
See, you're a delivery guy. You're out there. I'm not saying you want to go for a pleasure stroll, but I'm saying, you know, we're basically directing this at the city at this point. Because to me, it's completely, who do you deliver for? Can you tell me?
Postal Service.
Okay, you deliver for the Postal Service. Guy, we got a guy it's like that last guy delivers fish. It's unacceptable to me that there's a guy out there delivering fish, and yet they won't keep the city offices open.
Yeah, well, you try pushing on one of these carts in 6 inches of hard snow. I mean, these things were not built for it.
No, but you're out there doing it anyway. You're overcoming the obstacles. Yes.
Yes, and I'm also calling 911 because this silly woman across the street who was going for a stroll fell and snapped her leg.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh, that's bad.
Just out for fun.
Yeah. See, now if you can just stay at home. Like, if you got the option of just staying home, you have some $3.95 an hour job. You know, like serving a. You know,
oh,
whatever.
Forget it.
Yeah, you know, if you're gonna, screw that. If it's just some job that doesn't matter, you might as well just stay there. But this idea that where they're doing the scroll on Channel 6 of like every city building and office, which is closed, which is just ridiculous to me. It's just the worst possible example, and it doesn't do any good for the economy either. So
yeah.
Well, we salute
the delivery confirmation.
This F Matt could be sponsored by your business.
All right, delivery driver pride. There you go.
My neighbor walked with me today to the studio. Do you know why? Because the liquor store was next door. She wanted a bottle of tequila.
Was the liquor store open?
Yes.
Excellent.
She wanted a bottle of tequila. She's going back home, and she's going to drink all afternoon. That is spirit.
It's a tequila, red wine, afternoon. See, that's the Portland spirit right there. I got to leave the house. Why? Do you have a sick relative? No, I've got to get booze. That's Portland. Portland spirit. That's the new spirit of the Northwest. Frank is a full-time listener on our cell phone. What's up?
Hey, fellas. Yeah, I was actually just out delivering some Meals and Wheels for the elderly folks around downtown.
Uh-huh.
Just wanted to let you guys know that, really, overall, this is some of the best traffic that I've seen in the area. So let's not get people too motivated.
So you're delivering food to the elderly.
That's right.
And what, see, you make, that makes up for all the, you know, the fact that we're just sitting here making fun of people who are, you know, having their bones snapped on the ice.
Well, that's funny too. I mean, don't.
What do you get that calcium eating liquid out there?
You can probably impress chicks with that too. You know, you're just, no, I've been out all day braving the elements. Oh, really? Why? I was delivering food to the elderly. You know, well, that totally makes you look like a good guy.
It does, but we know better. So anyhow, you guys keep up the good work.
All right, excellent. There you go. That's Frank. John, you're on a cell phone. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Rick? What's... I just wanted to let you know that I'm driving down the road right now, and it's really not too bad as long as you stay on the main roads.
All right. So are you a delivery guy?
No, I'm a phone company technician, but not for Quest, so don't bite my head off.
Okay. No, it's okay. No, everybody's got to make a living somehow. Look,
that's
even,
right.
You know, yeah, even people who worked for Stalin had to pay the rent, you know, it doesn't matter. So, okay, so you're out there delivering, you're safe on the road, any accidents, any mishaps coming your way?
No, I actually haven't seen a single accident today. I'm kind of surprised.
Well, because the roads are so empty, it's like there's nothing to hit. The only thing left to hit are the trees.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, like I was saying, as long as you stay on the main roads, you're pretty safe. But once you get off onto the side roads, it gets kind of hairy because there's still a lot of powder on top of the ice. You know, and it gives you no traction at all. So,
Well,
especially in this van I'm driving around loaded down with equipment, the front tires tend to slide back and forth.
We'll drive.
As the back tires push me along the road.
We'll drive slowly. Be safe out there.
I'll do my best.
All right, that's John on the cell phone. Well, it's like we were saying last time we were talking about, you know, trashy, sleazy bars where they scatter that stuff on the hardwood floor so you can play that sliding game. You know what I'm talking about? That's exactly what it feels like outside on the sidewalk. All right, we got more on the way. We'll be back with today's top five. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, Sarah Dillon's got the traffic.
Still have an accident reported at Southeast Division.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Yeah, cardiac rehab classes have been canceled, so put down the snow shovel right now. Put it down. Hey, where was that defibrillator we were supposed to get? And are we supposed to have one of those?
We don't have one here. It's over in the other kitchen.
You got to take the bus to go over.
So we're sort of the separate but equal faction.
Yeah, just don't have a heart attack while you're here.
No. We're the Plessy versus Ferguson faction here of the Intercom Radio family. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Lost in all this confusion, by the way, is the fact that we are continuing to audition people for the I Want to Be the New Voice of 1080 KOTK contest. Call 972-3066 if you are interested in auditioning to be the new big voice. You know, because we have Roberta.
This FMAT could be sponsored by your business.
And then we have Casey, who's the, you know, the big, the he's back. So if you're interested in auditioning to be the new voice of 1080 KOTK, call 503-972-3066. You don't have to have any radio experience. Everyone is encouraged to apply. You don't have to have any talent. I mean, just take a good long listen to the station sometime. I mean, you really don't have to have even the barest rudiments of ability in anything real to actually work here. So, So call 503-972-3066. Entry's got to be in by 9 a.m. tomorrow. 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, you got to have called by. So go ahead and do that. 503-972-3066. Follow the instructions therein. Let's talk to Randy. He's a first-time caller.
Yes.
A full-time listener in Portland. We're talking to people who were at work today. What's up?
Oh, no, yesterday I was waiting for the bus like an afternoon over by Harold and 62nd. There's some people on ATVs and one guy being pulled by a snowboard.
Uh-huh.
And I was just cruising around. They were cruising around, about four of them. And I was going to call in yesterday afterwards, but I didn't get a chance to tell you. But
well, no, it's like we saw that guy last night. He was just completely whipping down the road behind the back of some truck. I mean, oblivious to the fact that he was about to dash his brains out on the... You know, it's a bad scene, man. If that goes wrong, it's gonna end up real bad for you. So, I was walking down. I had to FedEx something yesterday afternoon, and I had to walk down to the Hamilton Building, which is right down the street from us. And I'm walking there, and as I'm walking down the street, it's kind of a sloping hill, and I hear this weird scraping sound, and I can't even figure out what it is. I'm like, well, okay, and I continue to trudge along, and there's scraping, and it's getting louder and louder. I'm like, I'm like, what the hell is this scrape? And I turn around, and there's like a snowboarder bearing down on me, and he's about 10 feet away. So, I mean, those guys are all over downtown yesterday. It's just become one of those...
Your FedEx didn't make it out either.
Well, but see, I'm not sure about that, because the FedEx isn't running today.
They canceled all the flights out of PDX, so if you were sending it overnight... It didn't get out because I sent something FedEx yesterday.
Well, the flight would have gone out last night. Did they cancel the flights last night?
Nothing got out.
If you check your tracking number, it's still showing that it's at PDX.
Does that make you feel good?
Yeah, great. Thanks.
When it absolutely has to be there through the snow.
When it absolutely positively has to be there someday. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Great. I appreciate that. Thanks for helping out. All right, there you go. All right, that's Randy in Portland. All right, let's talk to Anton. You're on Hot Talk Tonight at KOTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick. Hey, I was calling to say that I'm an American, but could not, because I tried to make it up to OHSU today. And as we were getting up there, they made the announcement. This, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last bus going up and the last bus going down.
Oh, man. And that's that's the 8 or something, right,
that goes up there?
Yeah. Yeah.
And for OHSU, I work in the hinterlands. You know, a lot of people don't even know where my building is, so it would have been a trudge even after I got up there.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of people. I see a lot of email that comes in that says, you know, OHSU in it somewhere. And some of those guys made it up. Well, because that hill... You don't screw around with that OHSU hill. That's like a full-on... I remember when it was, you know, during the summer months, I actually bicycled up to the top of the OHSU hill once, and I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to need coronary resuscitation.
Mad props to you for that.
Yeah, so... But then, the good news is, I actually got from the top of OHSU to the Hawthorne Bridge in about 11 minutes, because it's all freaking downhill.
Yeah.
So, all right, there you go. That's Anton on Pill Hill.
I was thinking we ought to call up the news organizations and just make up something and say that we're closed. Or canceled. I mean, I'm looking at all these things. You know, they give this list on the radio. They alphabetically go through this list. Why don't they just say most things are canceled?
It's like when they went. It's like when the Green River Killer got arrested and he was at his. You know, they're giving the trial and they're reading the and count number 39. How do you plead? You know, and that's the same thing they're doing with the school closings, where they're going through it one by one, announcing that all the schools are closed. And it'd be easier if they just announced the stuff that was open, which at this point is limited to the handful of. The handful of upstanding, manly businesses that listen to the Rick Emerson Show.
Well, they're going through these churches now. Vancouver Baptist, Vancouver First Church of God, closed. No kidding, it's not Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, unless you really have the need to find Christ today, which I doubt you do.
Which you can't do anywhere but at a church.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't make house calls.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you have all these churches closed. I'm like, I think it's just a ploy. You know, we need to get people to come out to our church, but we're closed. The spaghetti eat has been canceled today.
There is no pasta feed happening today at St. Mary's of Blessed Ignatius.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and do this. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up after this. What are you shaking your head at me? What? You got a microphone? Okay. I'm supposed to read Matt's thoughts telepathically. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. We'll do this. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland. Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, we now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. By the way, and I'll complain about this more tomorrow, because right now our complaining time is almost up. But can I just say this? We got handed it. Tim gave this to me. This is from Wells Fargo. Is apparently... The 4th annual Wells Fargo Celebrity Spelling Bee, taking place in Portland. Now, let's just be honest here. Can we just speak together amongst ourselves as men? Of all the Portland, quote, celebrity or media people that you can think of, who do you think really ought to be invited to the Portland goddamn Spelling Bee? I think we all know who we're talking about here. 4th annual Wells Fargo Celebrity Spelling Bee takes place at the Melody Ballroom. Celebrity contestants include Pat Boyle from... What's K-Pam? What is that? Is
it,
that a...
It doesn't stick on your dial.
No, they...
That's how bad it is.
Yeah. Spray your radio station with K-Pan to keep listeners from sticking. So somebody from, I guess it's like a cable access station or something. Somebody will be there. Say somebody from OHSU, somebody, Chris Dudley, who's a former Portland Trailblazer. You know he's going to be able to spell really well. You know, spell DUI. Let's see. The Portland Police Chief Derek Foxworth. Boy, this is just a laundry list of notables here.
Oh, racial profiling.
Tiffany Milbritt from the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. How? Okay. Jonathan Nicholas. Clyde and I, a voice from the past, Andrew Vox.
Is Andrew Vox going to be there?
Andrew Vox, who is, he's a child welfare advocate, is a lawyer. He's also well known as, he writes these.
He's a mean son of a.
And he has an eye patch. He's freaking cool.
I love it.
He writes these thriller mysteries. There's a guy named. He writes these thrillers that star a guy named Burke, and they're really good, actually. I'm not much of a fan of sort of noir fiction, but he lived in New York, and now he's relocated. He lives in Portland. He's a cool guy. He's written some comic book scripts, right?
Yeah,
he wrote Batman, A Last Chance to Get It Right.
Right, right.
Anyway.
Andrew Vox, man, that's great.
Margie Boulay from The Oregonian. And then defending Spelling Bee champion China Forbes, vocalist for Pink Martini. Como es Pink Martini?
No sir.
That sounds like something.
Local band.
Well,
like
yeah,
band.
Really?
Like kind of like Sinatra style almost. All right. I think that's what I'm thinking it is.
All right, so somebody named China from Pink Martini is apparently the reigning champion.
I was just informed that Chris Dudley actually went to Yale.
Oh.
So he might know how to spell.
Sure, what is that? Is that like Yale, Texas or something?
Andrew Vax will kick all their asses.
Yeah. It's like there's that...
He's a tough guy.
It's like there's that place... There's that place in Michigan that calls itself MIT. It's like the Michigan Institute of Training or something. And they have all this letterhead that... No, I went to MIT. You know, and it's like the main institute of, like, tackle boxes or some crap. Whatever. Anyway, so the 4th annual Wells Fargo Celebrity Spelling Bee, which they have thoughtlessly and callously and coldly, cruelly, with malice aforethought, chosen to overlook my participation in. They have chosen to exclude me from the ongoing activities there.
You and Peter Carlin.
Me and Peter Carlin, too. That's a guy that's hyper-literate. That's a guy that knows from the AP style book. So screw that Wells Fargo Celebrity Spelling Bee. I'm not even going to acknowledge that it exists. So, anyway. So there you go. I'll complain more about it tomorrow. What are we doing? Okay, so we got this. This is from Todd. Rick, I was watching Channel 8 this morning, and they took some call from a lady by the downtown YMCA. She said that the tarp roof over the pool at the Y had torn. It was flapping a bit in the wind. So she called 911. 5 minutes later, there were reporters on the scene saying that, yes, there was a ripped tarp. The firemen, however, had already shown up, were already leaving, and had said that there was absolutely nothing wrong. But the people on Channel 8 had already put up a huge TV graphic that said, YMCA roof collapse, with 3 exclamation marks on it. Goddamn, I hate local news. Also, people. There you go. That's Todd. And the best and worst part is, if this is going to continue... All the way through tomorrow, because apparently now it's just going to be freezing rain tonight, and it's going to be freezing rain tonight. It's going to continue to get cold, or to stay cold, and it's not going to thaw, because I guess they're telling people the city are telling people, or at least indicating by example, that you should not leave your homes and you should stay at home and not drive, which means that they're counting. I guess they're just waiting, you know, for whatever, for Apollo the sun god to come out
coin
and take the roads.
An interpreter for the deaf.
Well, we were talking about that earlier. Because apparently they think that the deaf folks can't identify ice just by looking at it. So they've got some woman in the corner of the screen. What have you guys got on your television in there, Matt?
Fox 12, that's what we're
looking. Can you bring that up?
It's actually
Fox
commercial
or six.
Right now.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Bring up six or Fox?
All right. I was going to actually bring that up to see what exactly, because there's some guy.
Hear the interpreter for the deaf not talk.
Some guy. No. There's a guy out now. I'm watching Channel 6. There's a guy out front. There's a guy, a reporter out front, trying to illustrate that there's wind blowing.
And there's water on the lens.
There's water on the lens of the camera, and he's trying to indicate that there's a breeze blowing at him. All right. We're only one step away from miming this whole thing. So, in any event, we will be here tomorrow, come hail, come high water, come freezing sludge, slow snow, sleet, or gloom of night, because it's what we do. So, try to leave your homes. Try to inject commerce into the local economy. But, you know, be safe. Drive slowly and with great ease and caution. If you do that, you're probably going to be okay. And so, don't take part in any of the fear-mongering that's going on out there. We will be back tomorrow. We got the Like Us up next, followed by the world-famous Phil Henry Show at 7 p.m. We'll be doing updates all night long as the weather kind of either gets better or gets worse or stays the same. We'll be covering it for you, and we'll be back in 21 hours for the KFTK New News Hour. We want to thank Clyde Lewis, of course, from Ground Zero, CNN Radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten, John Goodman, Francis McDormand, Scarlett Johansson, Brittany Spears, Dave Thomas, Gwayne, Richard Nunn, calling in from Florida, Kristen from accounting, and all the working Americans today that make up part of the boldest, most advantageous radio audience, you know, anywhere, going anywhere. So the Rick Emerson Show salutes you. We doff our caps to thee. As always, the Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KFTK. In the newsroom, it's Jim Riley, executive producer 1F Matt Peterson. Special salute to all the delivery drivers out there keeping it hard for us here in America. You come back in 21 hours. We'll see you for the KFTK New News Hour. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.